most people spend their entire life stressed without ever giving a single thought as to what it is they really want or what's important to them. See, I'm here to cut through all that noise, connecting you to yourself and the life that you were meant to live. I used to slave away at a corporate job that I hated, but I broke through the social norms and pursued my passion. As a result, I own my own coffee company, I'm an espresso sommelier, and I get to travel the world. You too can live a life that you love, but it starts with getting clear about what you want. It starts with a new decision. I'm your host, Donnie Rouse, and you are listening to the podcast, One Life. Changing strategy. Have you ever been in a place where what you wanted is no longer what you want? Said differently, you started off in a direction then and all of a sudden realized that you wanted to change course, that you wanted something different. So if that is where you are currently, then don't worry. I'm going to give you a quick three-step framework to help realign you with what it is you want. And the framework is this. One is just realize where you are and what is not going right. Like what needs to be changed? The second question is understanding, all right, what do I get to keep? Do I have to get rid of it altogether or do I get to carry some of this with me? And then lastly, we want to look at what direction do we want to go? Or we should know the direction you want to go, but what action steps do I have to take? I was in the process of working in my One Life Blueprint and creating a module for the people within the group. And one of those is the area of our career. And looking at my career, now when I was sharing this with regard to strategy, was showing people that where you are now does not necessarily mean that it's going to be the same place where you are, where you're going to be 10 years in the future. Said differently, meaning where you are right now is based on your understanding of what it is you want. As you go through life, as you start to get experiences, all of a sudden, through contrast, you're going to start to really, really fine-tune and hone in the exact vision for the area of your life. In this example, we're talking about the career. When I first started off in coffee, my intention was very, very simple. I wanted to create the best coffee that I could possibly make, and I wanted to open up a cafe. That quickly changed as I got more clarity as to what it meant to have a cafe. Basically, what I was doing was I went around and I did some information interviews, and I realized that the cafe concept wasn't aligned with what I wanted for my life. So I went to the market route. I started doing open air markets and I started putting my coffee in stores. And I did that for a good 5 years before I noticed that something was off, that I needed to make some changes, that again, I was getting more clarity. I wanted to have more freedom with regard to my work location, being able to work remotely around the world, but that would require a lot of, you know, automating and handing off some of the responsibilities for my roasting processes, as well as developing the beverage I make, as well, and starting a new business, which is the One Life Blueprint, which is what I'm currently doing. So it involved a whole new set of strategies. So do you think when I came across that realization, do you think I made the change right then and there? I did not make the change right then and there. I stuck around with it for another 5 years before I would start to move in that direction, start to take action. And the action came as a result of some intense pain. COVID happened. I lost one of the markets. And all of a sudden I was like, okay, now what do I do? I'm missing this giant chunk of income. So it made me rethink how I was going to do my business going forward. That changed. I went heavier into retail, doing a little bit more online, but heavier into retail. And now 3 years later, all of a sudden it changed again because I got more clarity in terms of how I wanted to my work to give me the lifestyle that I wanted. And I'm going to preface this with this belief that your work is there to sustain your lifestyle. Your work is there to give you what you want for your life, your quality of life. We spend a third of our life in our career doing work. That's roughly 90,000 hours of your life. And why? Why do you do it? because you're hoping it will give you something. So realizing that there was more that I wanted, it forced me to make yet another change. Right? So I had to look at what was like, what wasn't working, what was working. And I realized that doing the open air markets, being there all the time, wasn't working for me anymore. And what changes, what did I need? Did I need to get rid of it altogether? Or were there some things that I could salvage? I said, well, no. I mean, I know I love coffee. I want to continue with Rouse Coffee. What do I need to do? So I found a place where I could roast my coffee that would give me the autonomy both in the selection of my coffees and as well as the roast recipes, giving me the creativity to be able to tweak these, not just, you know, not just saying, okay, I want you to roast that and just throw my label on it, right? That wasn't me because of my identity as a coffee roaster. I was like, I have credibility, right? I have integrity. So by doing this, like by choosing the right roasting partner, now all of a sudden it allowed me to free up that side as well as produce coffee that I was proud of and I wanted to have my label on, given with my signature and my accent on it. And while that is still a work in progress, again, I'm currently doing a course called the One Life Blueprint, which helps people get clarity on all the different categories of life. So this way they know exactly where they're going, which eliminates distraction and pushes you right toward the point. Then this is just part of the strategy. And to think that every single day is that it's always smooth is a misconception. But it always happens in these small steps that accumulate and move me towards the desired want. But along the ride, the entire journey is just asking, saying, okay, well, is this moving me in the direction? What is the intention of the task I'm doing? Is this moving me in the direction I want to go? If not, you let it go. If so, then you keep going. And then as you get clarity, you notice what is working, what isn't working. And if it's not working, you change it or you get rid of it. The intention of this podcast here was just to help shine a light on your, not just your, the area of your career, but any area of your life that you're looking for a result, or maybe you've been responding, taking a certain set of actions, and you realize that it doesn't feel right anymore. But giving yourself the grace to say, you know what? What I want has changed. Like, I may not want to, I mean, maybe it could be the workouts you've been doing. Maybe you've been doing CrossFit and you're like, you know what? My body freaking aches. I don't want to do this anymore. I just want to get movement in my body, increase my flexibility, and run in the morning because it brings me peace. Notice what's not working. Notice what needs to be changed, what could be kept. And then lastly, move in that direction of where you want to go, the vision for your life. Again, this all prefaces that you need to know where it is that you want to go. That is all I've got for you guys. I hope this gives you just some insight to one, to realize that it's okay if you pursue a strategy and it changes over time, that's okay. Don't beat yourself up over it because you're constantly changing. So it's silly to think that like what you want wouldn't always change because you're constantly evolving. But also just to notice what is working and realize that it's okay to change. It's okay to shift what you want. Keep moving toward that. Keep refining. Keep seeking clarity because that is the way to a fulfilling category, a fulfilling life. Hope you enjoyed this podcast, guys. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in here. If you have any questions or would like to comment, you can send them to me via my website at www.donnyrouse.com. Again, DonnyRouse.com. As always, thank you for coming in. God bless you. And remember, you only get one life. Live fully, live passionately, and most of all, live now.